It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A new exhibit of works by French painter Delacroix is at the Met Museum. It's a huge show with over 150 paintings, prints, and drawings, and is the first comprehensive retrospective in North America of this important 19th century painter. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon has been there to see the show, and she joins us now in the studio. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, a little background. Who was he?
Well, if you've taken Art History 101,
yeah,
you certainly would have come across the name Delacroix.
Uh-huh.
He is officially known as the founder of Romantic painting in the 19th century, and he is often described in relation to Ang, who was seen as his opposite. Ang was a neoclassicist who drew very crisply and precisely, and Delacroix, who was 18 years younger, took him on by drawing with color and favoring exotic locales in his work. And he was supposedly the founder of Romanticism.
So, Deborah, a little Art History 101. What is a Romantic painter?
Well, Romantic painter in this case doesn't mean that he paints lovers.
Okay.
This is something he doesn't do. He was very much a salon artist. He showed at the French Salon and stuck to the acceptable subjects of religion and mythology and history. And romantic in this case means that he broke away from line in favor of movement and color and endless horses clashing against one another beneath stormy skies. He liked scenes of destruction. He did battle scenes with people marching over dead bodies. He was very dramatic and influential on later artists. He's sort of the last old master.
Yeah, and other artists like Van Gogh and Cézanne and Picasso all praised Delacroix. What did they see in his work?
Well, they liked different things. Picasso did many versions of Delacroix's Women of Algiers. The Impressionists came directly out of Delacroix because they liked the way he liberated color from line and allowed brushstrokes to dominate.
So does the show make the case that his works mark a transition from one artistic tradition to a new one, maybe a modern one?
Well, right. Traditionally, he is seen as a post-Enlightenment artist. He comes after the French Revolution. Everything is changing. He's a painter of change, this tremendous movement, physical movement. But one problem with this show is that it is missing his larger masterworks. It was originally shown at the Louvre, where it was said to be the most popular exhibition in the Louvre's history. And I will be surprised if it's a big crowd pleaser here. We don't have Liberty leading the people. Do you know that painting, Richard? Liberty, the half-naked woman carrying the French flag.
Yeah.
Marching over dead bodies. And, you know, it wasn't painted at the time of the French Revolution, but for many people, it exemplifies the French Revolution. It was actually done 40 years later. And our own Statue of Liberty is based on Liberty leading the people, as are many other works. So that's missing. It was considered too big to move. The young orphan girl, a beautiful portrait in the cemetery, isn't there. The death of Sardanapalus exists only as a later copy. So I think the show has less pizzazz than the one that was in Paris.
So, but do you think it'll draw similar audiences now that it's at the Met here in New York?
I would be surprised. I think that it's a show that the French are in love with. This is their history. And I'm not sure that the work will have such broad appeal here. It's a fabulous scholarly show for people who want to move through it slowly, look carefully, note the absurdity of many of his paintings, which seem to have no subject at times, including his famous Women of Algiers. That did make the trip. That painting is here. It's a bunch of women sitting around in a room getting high. It's hilarious because you think, what is the subject of this painting? He was supposed to paint noble subjects at this point, and instead we see four women, two of whom are sitting there with a bong, and two others who are staring off in other directions, and no one's looking at anyone else. And it seems like, you know, it's a fascinating painting just because everyone is so disconnected in it.
So that's the one that stood out for you?
It was really thrilling to see that painting. It is one of the great masterpieces of art, and I looked at it for a long time, and I think it's the kind of show where you have to pick out ones that speak to you and look at them for a long time.
We learn a lot about you, Deborah, from your taste in art.
Thank you, Richard. I think that's a compliment.
Yes, it is. Delacroix is at the Met Museum until January 6th. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.